USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A federal judge has rejected Donald Trump's plea to dismiss his case involving classified documents. Former President Trump argued that the case should be thrown out under the protection of the Presidential Records Act. However, the judge stated in her ruling that the charges Trump sought to dismiss were not dependent on this statute. During a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Thursday, President Biden expressed his concern regarding the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Tal Heinrich, spokesperson for the Prime Minister, stated that the Israeli government is diligently addressing the crisis.
We all agree that there has to be minimal civilian suffering, minimal civilian casualties in Gaza, and we're working taking unprecedented steps to reach these goals.
President Biden specifically addressed the recent airstrikes that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers, deeming them unacceptable. He urged Israel to initiate negotiations for a ceasefire. The first week of April is proving itself to be true to its reputation as one of the most turbulent periods for tornado activity. Meteorologists have verified the occurrence of over 20 tornadoes across a dozen states this week, with the possibility of more to come. Layoffs are on the horizon for Amazon. USA's Corey Myers has more.
Amazon says it's cutting hundreds of jobs in its cloud computing unit, AWS, as part of what they call a strategic shift. The tech team that oversees the actual physical Amazon stores will lose a few hundred people, plus several hundred roles in the AWS sales, marketing, and global service organization.
Thieves stole $30 million from a cash storage facility in Sylmar, Los Angeles on Easter Sunday. The facility, which serves businesses across Southern California, was targeted by an experienced burglary crew. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Meteorologists are forecasting an extremely active hurricane season ahead. Colorado State University researchers anticipate 23 named storms and 11 hurricanes, with 5 potentially reaching major Category 3 or higher status. The increased activity is attributed to unusually warm waters in the tropical Atlantic and a probable shift to a La Nina climate pattern. The hurricane season begins on June 1st. Bill Clinton plans to publish a memoir titled Citizen, My Life After the White House later this year, recounting his experiences since leaving the presidency. He describes it as a narrative of his 23-plus years post-Oval Office, featuring the stories of individuals who influenced him as he aimed to impact their lives. The book is scheduled for release on November 19th, 2 weeks following this year's presidential election. Another Alabama hospital plans on stopping all IVF treatments by the end of this year. USA's Ryan Daniels has more.
On Wednesday, Mobile Infirmary said it will no longer be able to offer in vitro fertilization services due to litigation concerns surrounding the treatment. This, after Alabama's Supreme Court ruling that anyone who destroys frozen embryos can be held liable for wrongful death.
Disney Plus is following in the footsteps of its competitor Netflix. In a CNBC interview Thursday, Disney CEO Bob Iger announced that the streaming service will begin implementing measures to curb password sharing beginning this summer. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.